This has been a really tough weekend, like it always is. We've talked about that before with you guys. I did want to kind of tell a little bit of a story about one of our players who we released on Friday. And I kind of, patted him on the back, and I said, well, how did it go last night, talking about the game? And he said that was it was the greatest time. It was the most fun he'd ever had in his entire life to be able to play at Lambeau Field. And I think sometimes we're so conscious about trying to win and compete on such a major level as the NFL, we forget that it's, it's guys playing the game. And I thought that was pretty cool. But anyway, I'll take questions. Not yet. We haven't completed our practice squad yet. Yeah, it just worked out that way. We felt like the guys that we kept earned spots on their roster.
Ted, when you drafted all those defensive guys back in April, and then you look at what they've done now through the preseason, how much do you think those guys can help you and help your defense?
Well, yeah, I think they'll be part of the group. It's like I said all along, they're not; those guys are not come in and be saviors. They're going to come in and help the group out.
Jarrett Boykin, what
did he show you? So he had a very good camp. I think he was one of those guys that improved all through the summer. And that improvement sort of accelerated over the course of the last several weeks. And one of those guys that we felt like it earned a spot.
Ted, I know media-wise you made a lot out of those three receivers and that whole process of choosing the right one. How difficult was that, with Henry and Torrey and DeAndre and everything they did?
That one specifically and the rest of them at the different positions. These are tough decisions because we have guys, we had a fairly strong 90-man roster, I felt, and these guys competed and played hard, and eventually you have to cut down. It's just awful, the experience of going through that, even with the staff, of, talking about, this guy, and it's just, you say a little prayer and hope that you have the wisdom to make the right decision. Tough times. I think he's young, talented, strong, physical. Got a lot of upside too, we think. But he was a good college player, and I think he's done a very nice job. And like I say again, I hate to be repetitive. We thought he earned his spot. Well, that's where we are now. So we'll see. There's obviously a certain comfort level that we normally do differently than that. But that's where we are now.
What was the process on making the call on Sherrod?
Well, it's a guessing game. But in the end, we felt like it was best for Derek and best for the Packers long term to give him a little bit more time. And this ensures that I don't get an itchy trigger finger and push him out there too fast. But his rehab is going well. He's got a great attitude and he's working hard. So all those things will stay in place. Well, I thought he played very well. Obviously, there were some plays where he had to make some plays with his feet. You could see his ability to ad lib a little bit, which is a huge thing playing quarterback in the NFL. Obviously, some guys made some plays for him down the field. I thought we protected pretty decent. But it was a good showing. He's never lost his confidence during this whole time, and I know he's been sort of the focal point, but Graham has a sometimes quiet, sometimes not so quiet confidence in himself to play the position, and our coaches have been behind him the whole way. Well, we haven't released any of that yet. We'll do it all. We're not trying to keep a big secret, but it just makes more sense to send it all out at one time.
Decision also with Philip Merling to go with him. Was there something you saw from him, towards the end of camp that gave him an out over Daniel?
Well, all these position-specific things were difficult calls. In the case of Daniel Muir, very difficult, very passionate young man. But the NFL is like a wheel that goes round and round. You never know. You never know when someone might be back. In the case of Philip, we thought he played very well. We thought he especially gave us a little inside push in that last game. And body type, a little bit longer, a little taller, that sort of thing. Well, after the game, even though McCarthy said I was an early bird riser, we went back upstairs and we watched the tape and finished it when he got through with you guys. And then we came in early in the morning and started over. And then you go through scenarios and you go through conversations with other teams about things, and you try to find out what's going on around the league, and nobody tells you the truth, and that whole dance. And then you wait around because most of the decisions are sort of made. And then obviously you talk to all the players and their representatives that are affected. It's a bad day. Yeah, I think you have to be honest with yourself in terms of what you think you have. But at the same time, I'm like I've always said, I'm more of a builder, and I have a tendency to like my guys sometimes to the fault, and so I have our other personnel guys play the other side of that coin. So there's always some discussion and merit to saying, what about this guy, what about this guy, but... We do a lot of work on that, a lot of work. And then most of it's guesswork because you don't get the thing until, 8 o'clock at night, actually midnight.
Two more?
We've run out. We don't have two more.
Are you going out building your practice squad once those guys are finalized? What are you looking for in the guys that you actually do end up signing? And do they have to be guys you had in camp, or are you looking around at the bodies that –
We do both. Historically speaking, we keep a lot of our own guys just because we know them and that sort of thing. What we expect out of them is, and we tell them all as we're doing this, we expect them to get ready to play. Yeah, sure, they're going to help out in practice and do some things maybe they don't normally do, but we want them prepared to be able to play sometime later in the season because it's way better for us to take a guy that's already trained, always already knows our offense or defense or special teams assignments, and plug them into a game if for some reason we need another player. So that's their job, is to get ready to play, help this team. Well, I can't really talk about that because the waivers haven't come out yet. So rules are rules.
Okay.